So let's stay on the issue of vaccines. Very interesting. More than 50% of South Africans say they are unlikely to try to get vaccinated against the virus. And almost as many believe prayer offers better protection than a jab. This is a new survey released yesterday by research network Afrobarometer. And this may give us some insight into why registration rates and take-up of the vaccine have really been lower than anticipated in some communities, despite the number of cases and deaths reported. So Afrobarometer's partners, the Institute for Justice and Reconciliation and Plus 94 Research, conducted this survey in May and June this year. So that period coinciding with the start of the government's mass vaccination drive, which happened on the 17th of May. So we have done other interviews on the show, and those are different surveys which give different results on this. So, for example, the NIDSCRAM survey told us that 76% of South Africans reported that they would accept a vaccine. The Human Sciences Research Council said around 67% of South Africans would accept a vaccine. So this does differ slightly. But let's speak to Mikael Musa, who is the project leader for the SA Reconciliation Barometer at the Institute for Justice and Reconciliation. Mikael, good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for your time today. What are the findings of this particular survey?
Hi, Mandy. Thanks for having me on. Yes, as you mentioned, our findings do differ somewhat substantially from some other surveys. But I think the important thing to remember here is that, as you mentioned, the survey fieldwork took place in May and June. So this was very early on in the vaccine process, and hopefully public opinion would have changed by then. But what we also find is that uptake among people who are willing to be vaccinated is higher among older South Africans, so people, of course, who are most adversely affected by COVID-19, and generally quite low amongst younger South Africans as well. So this is quite a concern for us in the sense that we are seeing some degree of vaccine hesitancy among South Africans of various demographics as well. And it would also explain why registrations have been different in some areas as well. But overall, it's a bit of a mixed picture. Many South Africans believe that they understand the pandemic quite well, but also linked to trust in government and institutions. Some South Africans also don't trust the COVID-19 statistics that we get, and also they don't trust the safety that the government is ensuring that the vaccine has in order to take it as well.
Yeah, see, it says that a little more than a quarter of respondents, so 28%, said they trusted the government somewhat or a lot to ensure the safety of COVID-19 vaccines. And this speaks to a lot to the trust relationship, the social contract that South Africans have with government as well.
That's exactly it. A lot of these responses are sort of mediated by how people see the government and view the state as well. And also, let's remember that even though our vaccination drive is really doing well at the moment and things are looking up, at the beginning of this year or earlier on this year, we did have some complications, for example, with the AstraZeneca vaccine being recalled and also some delays in receiving vaccines. So all of this sorts of leads to uncertainty around vaccines as well. And of course, to deal with misinformation online, on WhatsApp, all these sorts of things, we have to take into account that these things can affect how people view the safety of vaccines. But what we should also focus on is that subsequent to the survey, obviously now 7 million South Africans have been vaccinated. Hopefully that this will be able to show people who are perhaps hesitant for very good reasons sometimes that this is a safe thing to do and that it's the only real way we can overcome the pandemic. Mm.
I am interested in this one line. It says older people, men, less educated people and rural respondents indicated a greater willingness to receive a jab than younger, more educated female and urban residents. I thought it would be the other way around.
Yeah, I mean, this is one of the fascinating things about doing public is that it throws up very intuitive results. So I think what we should expect here is that older South Africans who really have borne the brunt of this in terms of casualties, unfortunately, they've had to shield quite a lot more than other people. They're the most vulnerable to COVID-19. We know this, of course. I think it sort of makes sense that they would be most keen to be vaccinated, whereas younger South Africans tend to get their news from other sources, perhaps less reliable sources, online sources, social media. perhaps these are also feeding into some distrust of the vaccine.
Mikhail, I'm going to leave it there. Sorry, we're just losing your line slightly, but really, really interesting. Mikhail Musa is the project leader for the SA Reconciliation Barometer at the Institute for Justice and Reconciliation. I found those results really, really interesting. I was quite surprised by them. What are your thoughts on that? If you are a younger, more educated female urban resident, are you willing to get a vaccine? Let us know. Send us a WhatsApp voice note, 072-702-1702, 072-567-1567.